Welcome to our deep dive today. We're going to be looking at exceptional Airbnbs and what makes them so special. Specifically, you guys sent us some really interesting stuff about 82 Cathedral Road over in Wales.
Yeah, this one caught my eye too.
This property was picked as one of the top 8 Airbnbs in all of Wales by Kingfisher Visitor Guide. So that's what we're going to be diving into today.
It's not just any travel listicle, though. What I think is really interesting about this is that Kingfisher has like this very specific set of criteria that they use to evaluate these properties.
Oh, definitely more than just fluffy towels and a mint on the pillow, right?
Right. It's way more holistic.
So can you break down for us what Kingfisher uses to pick these top Airbnbs?
Yeah, they actually have 6 main criteria they focus on. The first one is guest experience, which makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah.
So that's like, you know, cleanliness, comfort, and of course, those all-important positive reviews from previous guests.
You know what they say? Never trust a 5-star Airbnb with 0 reviews.
Exactly. Social proof is key,
yeah,
especially in the world of online travel. Then there's unique features, which is where I think it really gets interesting. This is where Kingfisher starts looking for personality, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what's the character? What's the style? What are the special amenities that this Airbnb offers that, you know, really make it stand out from the crowd?
So it's not just a place to crash. It's an experience.
Exactly. And of course, location, location, location,
yeah,
right? But even with location, Kingfisher doesn't just stop at, like, you know, is it a beautiful area? They also consider how the property itself kind of enhances the experience of being in that location. So, like, are there things about the property that make the location even better?
So it's not just about having a pretty view. It's about the property really being intertwined with its surroundings.
Yeah, like, I feel like they're looking for places that really help you experience that place authentically.
Right, so maybe they can give you tips on where the locals go or...
Exactly, exactly. And that actually ties into the next criteria, host quality. So hospitality is a given, obviously. But Kingfisher really seems to place a lot of value on hosts who have a deep knowledge of the local area. They kind of act as like concierges in a way, providing their guests with like a richer, more authentic experience.
And this is something that I think is really fascinating. Like, Kingfisher goes beyond the basics with their emphasis on host quality. It's not just about the host being someone to give you keys and answer your questions, but they're a key part of the entire experience.
Yeah.
They help unlock kind of the secrets of the local area.
I agree. It seems like there's a growing trend in travel towards seeking out those genuine connections and local insights. You know, people are really craving that.
Totally. Okay, so what else is on Kingfisher's radar when they're judging these Airbnbs?
Well, of course, there's value for money. Got to make sure that the quality and the services that the Airbnb offers actually match up with the price tag, right?
You don't want to get ripped off.
Nobody wants to feel ripped off, exactly. And last but not least, they focus on sustainability and safety. These are non-negotiables for Kingfisher. They're really looking for Airbnbs that demonstrate eco-friendly practices and, of course, have a solid commitment to guest safety.
So it's a pretty comprehensive approach, really. They're taking everything into account. The physical space, the role of the host, the location, even the environmental impact. I like it. It's like a full Airbnb evaluation.
Exactly. And that brings us to 82 Cathedral Road. This one seems to have checked all boxes for Kingfisher.
Okay, let's dive in. What did this property do to impress them? What makes it stand out from the crowd?
Well, first of all, you're not just getting a room. You're getting the entire second floor of this charming Victorian villa. It's like a spacious duplex layout, which I think adds a really nice sense of privacy and exclusivity.
Oh, I love a good duplex. You get that sense of space and separation.
Yeah.
But I'm curious about the architectural significance of Victorian villas in that region. Do they have a particular history or style that contributes to the charm?
That's a great question. Victorian villas in Wales often reflect like the opulence and grandeur of that era. Think, you know, high ceilings, those big bay windows, ornate detailing. They're often built for like wealthy families back in the day. So there's this inherent sense of elegance and sophistication to them. And in this specific region of Wales, they often use local materials like slate and stone.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, giving them that unique connection to the landscape.
So you're not just stepping back in time. You're also immersing yourself in the local environment.
Exactly. And speaking of modern comforts, this property also has private, secure parking, which is apparently like a big deal in that area.
Really? Like hard to come by?
Yeah, a lot of the streets in this historic part of the city are super narrow and winding.
Oh, okay.
So on-street parking can be a bit of a nightmare, you know? So having that dedicated spot right at your accommodation is a huge plus, especially if you're like exploring the region by car.
Yeah, who wants to spend their vacation circling the block for a parking spot, right?
Totally. You want to be out exploring, not stressing about your car. And remember, Kingfisher actually made a point of highlighting that feature, which I think speaks to how important it is for the overall guest experience.
Oh, for sure. It's all about anticipating what your guests might need and just making their lives easier, right?
Exactly. Okay, so we've covered the charm, the spacious layout, the parking situation, but what about the inside? Did they mention anything about the decor or the vibe of the place? Because ambiance is everything, right?
Yeah, ambiance is super important.
They did. They highlighted the large windows, which apparently flood the space with natural light. And they also mentioned lots of plants and unique decorations. So it seems like they've really put a lot of thought into creating a welcoming and memorable atmosphere.
Oh, I love that they've incorporated plants. It just brings a space to life, you know?
Totally. And it ties back to what we were saying about Kingfisher valuing those unique features. It's about more than just functionality. It's about creating a feeling and experience for the guest.
Right. Speaking of experiences, what about the host? We haven't really talked about them yet. Because a great host can make or break an Airbnb stay.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What do we know about the host at 82 Cathedral Road?
Well, the article didn't go into, like, specifics about the host's personality or interactions, but we can kind of read between the lines a bit.
Okay, I like it. Give me the tea.
Remember Kingfisher's emphasis on host quality. They specifically call out hospitality and local knowledge as key factors. So for this property to be chosen, it's pretty safe to say that the host embodies those qualities.
Okay, that makes sense. But do you think maybe some people actually prefer a more hands-off host? Like they just want the keys and that's it?
That's a great point, and I'm sure some people definitely do prefer their privacy, but Kingfisher highlighting host quality seems to suggest that maybe there's a growing demand for that more personalized, you know, like, welcoming touch.
Yeah, like, you're not just renting a space, you're having an experience,
yeah.
Right?
Right. It's like having a friend in the area who can give you all the inside scoops. It just adds a whole other dimension to your trip.
I know what you mean. Yeah. And think about it. You might be initially drawn to an Airbnb for its amenities or, you know, the decor, but it's often the host's warmth and responsiveness, like those little insider tips that make the experience truly memorable.
It's the human connection, right? That's what we remember.
Exactly. It's the interactions, the stories, the feeling of being welcomed and taken care of. So even though we don't have firsthand accounts of the host's personality, we can definitely infer from Kingfisher's, like, pretty strict standards that the host at 82 Cathedral Road is probably top-notch.
Yeah, that makes sense. So what do you think this recognition means for 82 Cathedral Road and, of course, the host?
Well, being featured in Kingfisher's top 8 Airbnbs in Wales is, like, a pretty big deal.
Right.
It's a major stamp of approval from, you know, a trusted travel authority.
It gives them instant credibility.
Exactly. And that means more visibility, more credibility, and ultimately, you know, probably more bookings too.
Who wouldn't want to stay at an award-winning Airbnb? Yeah.
For sure. It's like a seal of excellence that sets them apart from all the other listings out there. And for the host, this recognition is a testament to, you know, their hard work and dedication to creating an amazing guest experience.
Yeah, I bet it's super rewarding for them to know that their efforts are being recognized.
And it probably motivates them to keep, you know, innovating and improving.
Yeah, to keep raising the bar. So it's a win-win for everyone, really. Guests get an exceptional experience, the host gets recognition and validation, and Kingfisher gets to shine a light on, like, the best of the best in the world of Airbnbs.
Absolutely. And it really reinforces the idea that the best Airbnbs are so much more than just listings. They're curated experiences, carefully crafted by hosts who are passionate about hospitality and sharing their love for their local area.
And that's what makes them so special, right? It's about feeling connected to the space, the people, the culture. It's about creating memories that will last a lifetime.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked all about what makes this Airbnb special, but what about you? What are some of the things you look for when booking an Airbnb?
So, listener name. We've talked all about Kingfisher's criteria and how 82 Cathedral Road, you know, ticks all the boxes. But what about you? What's that one thing, that one feature or amenity that really makes an Airbnb stand out to you?
Yeah, what makes you say, I'm so glad I booked this place?
You know, for me, it really is those little personal touches that make you feel like you're more than just a paying customer.
Yeah.
Like a handwritten welcome note or a basket of local goodies, or even just, you know, a host who's genuinely interested in chatting with you and sharing, like, some insider tips about the area.
Totally agree. It's that feeling of connection, right?
Yeah.
To the space and the people who have put so much thought and care into creating.
Yeah. And that's what makes it memorable. And, you know, what we've been talking about today with 82 Cathedral Road and what Kingfisher is highlighting, it's kind of the shift from just places to stay to curated experiences, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just about the physical space anymore. It's about the feeling, the connection, the memories you create.
It's taking it to the next level.
Right. And that's something you can keep in mind when you're, you know, searching for your next Airbnb.
Definitely. Don't just focus on the pictures and the list of amenities. Think about, like, the overall experience you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a host who's, like, a friend? Or do you prefer to have more privacy? Do you want to be in the heart of it all, or, you know, tucked away in a quiet retreat?
Yeah. Once you figure out what you want, you can find an Airbnb that, like, really speaks to you and your travel style.
Absolutely.
So whether you're planning a trip to Wales or just dreaming of your next getaway, remember that perfect Airbnb is out there. And like we learned today, those little details, those thoughtful touches, they can make a world of difference.
Happy travels.